This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all of your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. And we've had a little bit of a warm weekend. Our Friday, Saturday, we're in the mid-40s, and I know I took advantage of it. I'm hoping you guys did, too. Get out there. We, some of the early snowfall we had caused a lot of us out there that just couldn't get the leaves away or picked up. And, I was just like a lot of you out there, and I couldn't get the leaves picked up in the yard because of the snow that covered, and then the wet, and it was just constant back and forth with some of the storms. So I actually spent an hour yesterday out there with my two little girls. We cleaned up most of our yard with the lawn, raking and cleaning. They played most of the time, obviously, but we got a nice area cleaned up. It was a nice weekend to do that. Get outside, finish some things. It's the Christmas holiday is over, so it's winter's here, really. You almost kind of feel as though winter's not here until Christmas happens. Well, winter is here, and Northeast is going to get another wonderful mix of rain and sleet and snow and ice overnight tonight, so get excited for that, if you will. But before the day kind of gets to that storm later today, it's going to be not bad. So if you want to finish up some of those things like I did, I definitely got out there and tried to clean up. I had some areas, obviously, still covered in snow, so I couldn't get everything. But it was nice to get done. I almost, if I didn't have to go to work today, I'd, the other area I knew, like I said, it was covered in snow yesterday, parts of it, but a lot of it was melting. I was thinking, all right, well, how can I get it done real quick before the rain and before everything? Well, I have an area where there's a bunch of hydrangeas, a bunch of, there's a couple roses, etc. I was thinking, maybe I should just move all those leaves over to there, get some more insulation than from what I have. So, might be a possibility if I have a couple minutes, who knows. But, there's still time to get some of those leaves over to some of the, your hydrangeas, your roses, some of your perennials, etc. So that's just something I was thinking about. I was actually thinking about right before I went to bed. I'm like, I could do this in the morning, you know, then I got to do this, and, you know, just some of the things where it's still warm enough. It'll be in the 40s today. It's actually yesterday. I mean, it was almost 50. It was like 47 degrees. It was just comfortable compared to what we've had with some of the cold weather, and it was great to get out there. Gets you motivated and ready to go. I know that. I tell you, just not only just cleaning, but spending the time with the kids out there. My kids were, we have a little plastic playhouse that they, you know, one of the heavy-duty plastic playhouses that they make. And they kept making ice cream for me with our leaves, with all the different flavors. So, you know, they were having fun cleaning up the leaves. I was having fun cleaning up the yard, making it look a little bit better. It's so much nicer to be able to look out on the lawn and not see the leaves and just see that clean look. So, still time. I know, I think I've said this a few times, but a couple years ago, I want to say it was 2015, you know, the weather was warm again in January. And I finished the entire yard on January 23rd with a blower. That, you know, if you can use a blower with the leaves, that means that they're dry and it's been dry for a bit. So that, you know, I don't know if that's going to happen. We've been having so many storms off and on. But, you know, you can still have time to get out there and do it. That's really what I'm looking to tell you here, because I've done it in the past and I've been able to do it now. So if anybody wants to give us a call and have any questions, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now we're getting into winter, like I said here. It's more officially winter now that Christmas is over, and we're getting into that time. All right, you know, do I think about seed starting? Do I think about, you know, the houseplants that have been in here for a while? Where, you know, how are they doing? Are they getting enough light? Are they having issues? Do they need to be repotted? What's going on with them? You know, so there's a lot of things that we can be thinking about for the next growing season. You know, that indoor growing season. We've been upon it for a while now, but now you can really think indoors as well. You know, seed starting, is that something you want to get going this year? Is that, you know, where you want to go early? You know, obviously some of these vegetables, you know, you can be working some of the seeds in to the house. You know, some of your lettuces, some of your quicker turnaround type vegetables, you could be doing now, or do you want to wait until, you know, March to start getting some of those tomatoes or peppers or that type of thing ready? I mean, I know last week we actually, when Daryl called in, we were actually talking about tomatoes and how tomatoes can, you know, if you grow them outdoors and then you bring them indoors and consistently, or you have a greenhouse, using a greenhouse, you can actually create, you can actually have that tomato plant produce more for you for the season and continue for multiple years. So is that something you're looking at doing? You know, did you get some grow lights for Christmas? Did you get anything to do with the garden? Let's get them started. You know, get out there right now and take a look at some of the seed catalogs. You know, I always talk about Burpee, but another company that you should be looking at for great seeds would be Botanical Interests. That's a really good one. A lot of your independent garden centers will have it. It's not one that you'll see at some of the box stores. So Botanical Interest is a really good one. I've actually used them multiple times, and they're a great product. So that would be one to take a look at. But really, getting yourself started and planned out, thinking about the next season, you know, where we're getting to that point where it's like, all right, I've had enough of the snowstorms already. We usually, you know, the past few years, maybe 4 years, we've had snow that doesn't start until February. So we're not used to having all this snow early, you know, in February we're saying, all right, you know, let's get to spring. At this point, you know, we're just getting into winter, but we've had, you know, what, 4 or 5 snowstorms already. So we're almost over winter, so it's time to be thinking spring already, in my mind. So definitely be thinking about what you can be doing for the future and getting, you know, another, you know, style in there of for veggies this year or some flowers or, you know, even perennials, etc. And that would be something I'm thinking about, you know. Again, like I said, if you look at botanical interest as a seed, they are some of the top quality seeds. A lot of information on their website. Obviously, you can sign up for a newsletter. You can request a catalog, that type of thing. But they're a great one. So it's not just about, you know, some of the other seed catalogs, but this is a really good one. You know, all the art on the front of the packages is actually somebody has drawn the art on there. So it's pretty cool stuff. Anyways, if you have some questions, you can give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, obviously Christmas just happened, and those of you who have a Christmas tree, you'll be thinking about, possibly after the new year, taking it out of the house and getting rid of it. Well, instead of just throwing it into the woods and just leaving it there, there's some other things you can be doing, and there are uses for that Christmas tree after you've used it in your home to celebrate. There are a lot of different things you can use it for. One of them, you can provide shelter for wildlife in your backyard. Birds will actually go in there to use it as shelter. Some rabbits, some smaller type animals like that will get into it. But there are, some birds that like to hide in it. You can even, go as far as putting some different fruit that you have in there, different styles of fruit. I'm not going to go into the details because I don't want to get them wrong, but there are some items that you could be putting out there that birds would like, maybe even some suet or something like that to show them that it is safe in there. That is one way to do it. You could be using the branches to finish up mulching the perennials. Cut the tree, get some pruners out there, clean it up, and build it around some of your perennials that you didn't get to cover. Another one that I like to hear is using it to help with erosion by rivers and lakes. I know up in, I think it's Beverly, Mass, in that area, they use some of it at the beach to help with erosion. They also help use it as a big bonfire in some of the areas. So that's part of it. I was actually looking to see, where everybody could drop some of them off if you're looking to do that. There's actually a website online. It's called pickyourowncHristmasTree.org. that actually shows where in Massachusetts you can dispose of the Christmas tree. A lot of towns are on there. Not all the towns are on there. I know, you know, if you're looking, there's Boston and Concord and Haverhill. There's even one with Lowell where I am. And it'll kind of just give you an information of where to do it. A lot of these towns don't have curbside pickup, but the ones that do will actually take them for you. I know it, where I am in Lowell, just down the street where the stadium is, Colley Stadium is, that's where the drop-off of the Christmas trees are for a bit in my area. So you drop them there, and they will be taken care of. A lot of them will be chipped, reused into mulch. So, you know, take a look at what you can do. It's not just about throwing them out and being done with them. What else can you do? Another, like I said, you can use it into mulch. Here's another one that's just a different idea. I'm reading it in an article from thespruce.com, and I wasn't really thinking about it, and then I read it, and I said, well, that makes sense. It says right here, you know, when you start peas, we'll be starting peas in, you know, maybe about 3 months. And the branches here, you can actually use where you can push them into the ground where you plant your peas, and they'll climb the branches. There's a little note here that says evergreens in particular work well because there are so many little branches for the tendrils to grab onto. So that might be a nice way to do it. You know, use it so the branches will support each other. But just another different thing to be thinking about. You bought this tree. Let's use it for multiple uses instead of just the holiday. You could also, like I said, you could even throw it into the compost pile. Obviously, you'd have to cut it up a bit to get it in there. But you know, there are a lot of different uses for the Christmas tree instead of just getting rid of it and not using it again. You've spent some money on this tree, so use it to its fullest and think about what you're going to do in that next season, especially, you know, when there's so much to get done out there with the early snow that we've had, where we could actually get out there and finish up some things. So just some thoughts on what to do with Christmas trees after the fact. If you have any questions, you can call us at 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break when we get back. More information about what you can do in the garden. We'll be right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Officials on the Hawaiian island of Kauai say the situation is bleak after Thursday's helicopter crash.
There are no indications of survivors.
7 people were on board. The remains of 6 have been recovered. 2 families were taking a tour of some of Hawaii's most rugged and remote coastlines. There was a shooting Friday night at a warehouse complex just north of Houston. 2 people are dead and 2 more are hospitalized. Police have detained several people. There was chaos in Mogadishu. A giant car bomb exploded southwest of the Somali capital, killing at least 75 people. Many of them were university students. It happened at a busy intersection where traffic is heavy because of a security checkpoint. So far, there have been no claims of responsibility for the attack. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right into it. Nathan, who's up first today?
Nishan is in New Hampshire.
I'm sorry, what was the name? Sean?
Yes.
Hey, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Very well, Patrick. Good morning. We used to call your dad cousin parent. My wife is a parent, so sorry he's gone.
Thank
you. Anyway, I'm calling you today. I have an eggplant which is starting to have brown spots on the leaves, and the spots are expanding to more leaves. It's in a greenhouse that's not heated. The temperature is about 48 to 49, and it's very humid. It's about 85 degree humidity percent. How can I cure it?
Now, are they on the edges, or are they spots, or?
They are spots right on the green leaves.
Okay, so they're like little spots turning into bigger spots as they go?
Not bigger yet. They're about an eighth of an inch to 3/16 of an inch.
Okay. So they start off yellow and then turn into brown?
No, the leaves are still green and the spots are brown.
Okay. Well, so it seems like it would be, if it's, you know, the spots like that, it could be actually a fungus that is attacking the eggplant, just based on the different types of fungus that it could get. I'd look for you to be using a fungicide. Obviously, if it's an eggplant, a fruit, you want to go organic. There's multiple products that you can use. Bonide has some great ones.
Tell you what I have handy.
Okay.
I have Old Season and eight, and also baking soda.
Okay. Let me, top of my head, for some reason, I'm losing my thought process of what you want to use. But you could be using four diseases. You can be using copper fungicide would be a really good one to be using on something along those lines. You could also use like a neem oil. So neem oil is not just a insecticide, it's a fungicide as well.
I do have neem oil.
Okay, so that neem oil can be used as a fungicide and an insecticide. If you're not seeing insects coming up, which it doesn't sound like it, you could use it as just as a kind of like a just in case, if you will. You know, if you're not sure sometimes if it's insect or a disease, using a multi like that works well. But I'd look at it as a disease right now and say, all right, I want to use like copper fungicide to help get rid of it. The leaves that are like really covered in brown like this aren't going to come back. They're not just going to turn green again. So those ones you can try to get rid of. So it's not on all of the leaves. Kind of let maybe some of the airflow go through. Is there like a ton of leaves on the plant?
Yes, there is.
So what I'd also look for you to do is thin out some of the leaves so the airflow can get through a little easier. And with being that humidity, it gets sticky in there, right? So having the leaves really close can actually push that fungus to go a little bit quicker and keep it going throughout the season. So that's why I would suggest thinning out some of the leaves. I'd thin it out first and then spray it with a copper fungicide to really get everything over the plant. Copper fungicide, what I'm trying to do in the background here is get the label, because on certain products it'll tell you how many days prior to harvest you can use this. How old is the eggplant? Is it from this past season, or did you start it this fall?
It's about 3 years old. I have eggplants on it now, and new eggplants are coming.
Okay.
I've got about three or four of them now that are about 2-3 inches, and about four or five that are 7 inches.
Okay. I'm just, like I said, I'm trying to pull up the back of this to see how many days prior you can be using this. You know, it's usually being organic and only have a residual of seven to 10 days. So I think you're going to be fine to be spraying it without issue. But you're going to want to do it multiple times. It's not just, you know, one and done. You're going to need to do this probably 2 to 3 applications to really help take care of it.
Okay.
But I think this is the best one for you would be the copper fungicide. If you wanted to try the neem oil that you already have, you can do that. But again, thinning it out and spraying it with either copper fungicide or neem oil, I think would be best for you.
I do have a follow-up question.
Okay.
If I bring it in the house because it's in a pot where it's a drier, would that be better?
No, I think
warmer, of course.
Well, so it depends. I mean, you kind of got to look at how the weather's going to be. We don't have a lot of low temperatures coming up. I think you're going to be fine in that greenhouse for a bit. I think it's more of, if you bring it inside, you're probably going to have other things go on. It's going to, the change in temperature, because it's had low temperatures during the day, during the mornings and nights, warms up during the day in the greenhouse, might shock the plant a little bit. So I personally would leave it in there. I'm sure you've left it in there for multiple years, now having this plant for 3 years. Does that sound like what happens?
Yep. And I'm surprised that most of my plants are surviving from year to year, which I didn't know.
Yeah, and
like tomato plants keep coming back, and the eggplant keeps coming back. The green pepper is also 3 years old. It's still alive.
You know, it's definitely interesting when you look at it, when you have a spot to put something like that, you know, how long they will last. You know, it's not just a season. We always look at it and say, oh, all right, we have 90 days till harvest time, and then once it's done, we're done. It's pretty cool to be able to put them, something like that in a greenhouse and continue growing. I mean, you're having eggplants right now. It's almost January 1st. I think that's pretty cool. But I'd leave them in there with those temperatures. If we're seeing some really extreme cold for multiple days in a row, maybe it's, you know, bringing into the basement. But I think you're going to be okay.
Well, the temperature in the greenhouse through winters has never gone below 45.
Well, then I think I would leave it there. I would definitely keep it in the greenhouse and not bring it indoors.
Well, thank you for your help. We listen to you every Sunday. I'd like to tell you that here in Manchester, New Hampshire, they cut you off at 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
is there another station that we can listen to?
Well, the best way to do it would be to go online to our website at paulparent.com.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can actually stream the whole show right from our website.
Right.
That would be the easiest way. I'd have to look into it. A lot of them end at 9 versus the 10 o'clock. We have one out of Lowell that goes till 9:30. Which is 9:80 a.m. So we have a few around that will take us right to the end. But your easiest would be online. But I do appreciate you listening to us. As you said, you used to call my father. So I appreciate that.
Well, thank you so much, Patrick, and Happy New Year.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's cool just to hear stories like that where they have a greenhouse and tomatoes and peppers and eggplants are growing for years. It's not just a one season. You know, if you can have that greenhouse, that hobby greenhouse, or even a, you know, growing greenhouse and continue with it. I mean, how awesome is that? That's just pretty cool to hear. That the new eggplants are growing and the temperature never gets below 45. And with some of the cold weather, you wouldn't think you could have fresh vegetables. So something really to be thinking about. I know, you know, right around this time, you know, some of the vegetables that are could have still been outside, like Brussels sprouts, it was about 4 years ago on Christmas, the day before Christmas. It might have actually been Christmas morning. I remember my parents coming down to see us, my dad went out into the garden and picked fresh Brussels sprouts and cooked them with dinner, made it into a nice, you know, had some bacon mixed in there with a glaze. It was awesome. For those of you who don't like Brussels sprouts, I apologize, but this is a great meal. But the thing about it is that cold temperatures that they have make this Brussels sprouts even better. I don't know what it is, but it's fresher. It's just, it's got a different taste to it. And I know a lot of people, when you hear Brussels sprouts, are like, oh, I don't want Brussels sprouts. It brings you back, you're having flashbacks to when you were a kid and your parents made you sit at the table till you at least had one. So it's just, they love the cold weather towards the end. And I just, every Christmas I remember this, that my father went out and picked them. I know it was, a couple of years before that, we had gone up there and he had done the same thing because they leave them right out in the garden. It's incredible that you can be doing that with vegetables and still have fresh vegetables, especially in New England. I mean, my parents have a house in Maine. This is where it was growing. So the temperatures are a little bit colder than the southern part of New England. The Cape is obviously has its own climate. But how cool is that to have some of your fresh vegetables at Christmas time or any of the celebrations, the holiday season? So it's just pretty cool that you can have that growing and continue with that. So, well, we're going to have a little bit of sun today before we get that rain and snow, but get ready for it. They don't really have the answer of how it's going to be. I've read multiple things that say lots, a couple inches of snow or ice or rain or whatever. Just get ready. It's not going to be a great commute on Monday. So just get ready for that one coming up. And if you do have questions, you can call us here at 855-660-4261. Again, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock. So we got about 3 hours, a little over 3 hours left in the show. We'll be here to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out and try to give you as much information as possible so that you can be successful. So give us a call. We'll take a break right now. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com, or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we always talked about what you can be doing in the next, you know, season, getting ready for the next season. One of the websites that I always look at when it comes to the gardening is, you know, I've talked about it, it's called thespruce.com. And they already have, you know, some information of January gardening to-do list. A lot of the ones I've already said, and, you know, I've always thought that way prior, so it's great to read something like this and see that what you've looked at or have talked about, others think the same way. So it's pretty cool. one of the things that I found on this one that is just more of a reminder is, you know, checking on your stored bulbs, you know, some of the dahlias, some of the tubers that you have in there, and see if there's any sign of rot at this point, or see how they're doing, because you don't want the rot to move to the others. If one area gets really rotted, it can kind of expose the others to it. If some of them are drying out, maybe get that mist a little bit. So just something that, you know, obviously we think about doing, but when should we be doing it? And this is just one of those reminders. Another thing is get ready for spring. Sharpen up some of your tools while you have some time. You know, if you don't have a sharpening stone, maybe have somebody do it. Find somebody in the area. That might be a good thing to be getting ready for the spring. So one less thing that you have to worry about when spring starts. some other things in our area, at least, is take a look out there and see if there's any animal damage on some of the plants already. You know, you might see it with all the snow that we've had, and then it going to, you know, the snow actually melting. The animals are still active. Maybe there's some damage on some of your plants. What can you do? Can you spray it with a certain, you know, product, like a Repelzol or something like that? You know, that's an idea. Or, you know, in January as well, you can actually, you know, depending upon the weather, obviously, be pruning some trees and shrubs, the dormant, you know, pruning. A lot of tree companies like to do work this time of season, you know, obviously not when it's snowing, but there's no leaves on a lot of the deciduous trees, and you can actually see where you're walking up there and see what areas are going to take out a little bit more here or there. So if you needed some, you know, tree work done, call some of your local tree places and see what you can do. So that's just, you know, a couple thoughts of what you could be doing in January. Obviously, we've talked about is start getting some of the vegetables and flowers ready by getting them planted early. You know, you still have a little bit of time with that, but just a thought to be doing that. Now, speaking of seed starting, you know, it's time to get growing and start your spring seeds. Espoma Organic Seed Starter Mix is everything you're looking for and more. It's loose, lightweight, all-natural blend of the finest ingredients, specially formulated for starting all types of seeds. And Espoma Seed Starter Mix contains Mycotone, a blend of beneficial mycorrhizae to enhance root growth. Ask for Espoma Organic Seed Starter Mix at your favorite garden center and visit Espoma.com for helpful gardening tips. Espoma. A natural in the garden since 1929. So it is so important to get the best quality soil for it, and that Espoma Seed Starter is one of them. So definitely try to get that out. It's a lighter mix so that your seeds can actually grow the roots and push out versus a heavy mix that has more soil in it that compacts around that seed. You want that nice light mix to get it in there. One suggestion, anytime I'm planting seeds or transplanting and I have a bunch of soil that I'm going to add, I like to actually wet that soil a little bit, especially like a seed starter because it's a light mix. Wet it a little bit so that when you place it into, you know, your pots and you put the seed in the middle and then you water, it doesn't just shrink up and then the seed go right towards the bottom. So get it a little bit moist, a little bit wet. And then put it into the pot, then put your seed in. Just an idea to get it so you're ready to go. And we're going to take a break here, but you can give us a call on the other side, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.